Ian Liggett joins us, our Sportsnet golf analyst. You're the wrong guy to ask because you played you played on the tour for so many years, and I mean, you're not cracking. Maybe some guys do. John Daly might. You're not cracking cold ones at the turn.
Well, apparently Walker's a tour player, so I'm not really sure what's going on in that studio there today, but I know both you guys need to be drinking when you're playing.
When we're doing the show, how many golfers at your, if you had a dry course, how many golfers say, thanks anyway, I'll find somewhere else that's just as beautiful, it's just as scenic to play?
Well, you know what, there's guys that do, they got the same thinking, you know, that you do. There's lots of guys that play the game of golf that just need, you know, a cold beer or something right before they go to the tee to kind of calm themselves down.
And you can have four in the first 15 minutes after you finish your round, but not, you don't need one every three holes. Your game will get progressively worse.
Come on.
You don't think that.
Ian, be honest. You join up with three guys at your course and all of them say, no, we're not cracking a beer this round. You don't even trust them. Come on.
I don't know if I go that far.
They might be Russian spies. From 30
don't know if I'm going
ago.
That far.
What did you make of... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying, you know what? I mean, everybody's a little bit different. And you know what? There is an element of, you know, there's anxiety for people. And they go different ways when they're going to the first tee. Some people need a cigarette. Some people need a beer.
Before we get to Rory, before we get to Tiger, what did you make of Graham Dillette's round today? I mean, three double bogeys and then an eagle. He was all over the place, and he might still make the cut if it comes down to three over. Do you think he could still get in there?
Well, the weather, I mean, is all dependent on what happens there this afternoon. I mean, he could, you know, by the end of the day, he might be well inside the cut line. He has struggled to date. So for one reason or other, not really quite sure what his issues is with major championships, but he's just got to start to get a little bit more comfortable. And maybe, you know, with Graham, I think it's the expectations of himself. I mean, he's become one of the best players in the world. I think his expectations are probably more of what he's getting out of his results in majors to date. And he's going to have to just get comfortable with how he approaches those weeks. And it's no different than what we've talked about him so far. As he once he breaks through, then we're going to see a completely different list of results from Graham.
Ian Leggett, our guest, of course, the golf show tomorrow with Scott Metcalf. Ian Leggett out of the gate at 7 o'clock, heading into round three from Royal Liverpool. I said this earlier. You tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, we're both set up in Ontario, and I said to Andrew, I said, it feels like most golf fans probably feel like Graham Dillette's a lot younger than David Hearn. He isn't. There's only about a 2.5-year age gap. And I said, we've all heard about Hearn in Ontario for a good decade now if we're paying attention. This could be a great result for him to make the cut, and especially after getting told Tuesday, well, you're in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, he's the ultimate journeyman. He's hung in there. He's gone through, you know, the Canadian tour. He played the web.com tour, and he finally got it on tour. And the, you know, to credit to David is that he addressed about 5 years ago the issues he had with his golf game. He knew his short game was not good enough to play on the PGA tour. He got out on tour and he got beat up pretty bad. He drives the ball beautifully. Now he's added a little length to his game. He has worked extremely hard on his short game. That's the reason why the success is there. And a lot of guys, you know, that, especially later on in their career, which, you know, David got out there very late. That's when he decided, you know what, I got to start doing something about this because I'm playing with guys that are beating my brains in every single week, and I'm seeing where the sort of deficiencies in my game are. So he went to, you know, he hired Ralph Bauer, who actually is a great instructor here in Ontario, and he's worked very, very hard to get his game in tour condition. But, you know, we've seen some unusual victors at the British Open. And David Hearn, I mean, he's sitting in a nice position. Let's see how he plays today. But What's to say that, you know, David Hearn's not the next Todd Hamilton?
Tiger Woods fires a 69 yesterday, 3 under, and we've seen him make his return to tournaments after long absences, you know, a few times here in the last calendar year. And none of them have ever really went very well. He's missed the cut, you know, more than he used to, obviously 5-10 years ago. Were you surprised with how much success he had yesterday?
I think a lot of people are. In fact, I think Tiger's probably, you know, surprised. I think a lot of people just, you know, everybody talked about it. I mean, I even mentioned on the air on Tuesday, I think that if he just makes the cut, I think coming where he's come from, I think that's a victory. But it's an interesting thing with tour players, and I think I'm not really sure how that evolves with other guys in other sports. Maybe when Guy laces his skates up one night, he just feels faster than he does any other night. But all it takes is one golf shot to mentally trigger the way it used to feel. And that's what I saw yesterday with Tiger Woods. There was no flinching. There was no anxiety or inhibition in any of the shots that he hit. He hit every shot with aggression, and it looked like, you know, the Tiger that played before when he was not injured. There was no flinching or, you know, sort of any sort of second thoughts on his downswing that we used to see. And so, and I think that's just primarily because this guy's played with so much pain. I mean, he won the U.S. Open on a broken leg.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think when you take all of those thoughts after he's kind of got into the round yesterday, and he probably hit three or four very aggressive shots, and he probably something went off in his mind. He says, you know what? This isn't going to hurt anymore. And we saw a completely different player yesterday afternoon.
It's amazing what comes out of a first round or any day at a major, and the highlights seem to be for most people the Ernie Els three putt. What I mean, from 12 inches, what went through your mind watching Bernie casually? I mean, here's a four-time major winner doing what some guys do after having four Heinekens after 12 holes, right?
Yep. You know what? It doesn't matter where you're playing in the world. I mean, Ernie's always had an issue with his putting. People don't understand. I mean, he won the British Open, you know, playing with a belly putter. He switches around back and forth all the time. I mean, that's just a mental lapse. I mean, when a player does something like that, it's no different than, you know, the short putt that Scott Hoke missed to win the Masters. But it's just a mental lapse. It's not that big a deal. I mean, Ernie just washes that off. But, I mean, Ernie is, you know, he's been struggling. I mean, he's kind of in that sort of Phil Mickelson realm right now, where he's kind of almost weaning his way out. We're going to see some victories out of both these guys, but I don't think we're going to see them contend significantly like they've done in the past.
It was almost the worst hole ever. He did that, and on the same hole, he drilled the fan. You ever drill someone off the
guy was
the
asking
T-box?
For it. He was asking for it, heckling him.
You ever drill anybody in your playing days?
Yeah, I did someone. Yeah, actually, it came back on the green, too, which is quite nice. But, you know, the British Open, I mean, there were a couple guys went down yesterday. Ricky Fowler took one guy out, too. But, you know, I guess that's the benefits of going to a PGA Tour.
We'll be listening tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Thanks for this, Ian.
Thanks, guys.